Welcome to the NewsHour. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended the war in Gaza today in a speech to a joint meeting of Congress amid protests and partisan politics that led dozens of Democrats to boycott the speech.
Netanyahu disparaged protesters who clashed with police outside the U.S. Capitol and blamed Hamas for the tens of thousands of Palestinians killed in Israel's nine-month war in Gaza since the October 7th terrorist attack. Nick Schifrin reports.
His Excellency Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel.
No other foreign leader has delivered as many congressional addresses or received as much State of the Union-style applause, but no other invited foreign leader has also driven such division. Outside Congress today, protesters burned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in effigy and spray-painted "Hamas is coming." At one point, police pepper sprayed demonstrators after they became violent. Dozens of Democrats boycotted, and some attending did not stand. But Republican lawmakers and many Democrats showered their support as Netanyahu portrayed Iran as a mutual enemy.
When Israel acts to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons that could destroy Israel and threaten every American city, every city that you come from, we're not only protecting ourselves, we're protecting you.
As Israeli soldiers continue to battle Hamas fighters, Netanyahu has resisted endorsing a plan for the day after the war. Today, he reiterated a vision that U.S. officials have previously described as unrealistic.
Gaza should have a civilian administration run by Palestinians who do not seek to destroy Israel. That's not too much to ask. It's a fundamental thing that we have a right to demand and to receive.
There's enormous pressure on Netanyahu to agree to a deal that would release Israeli hostages. Congressional police detained some of the hostages' family members today who rose during the speech to demand he, quote, seal the deal. But today, Netanyahu announced no breakthrough and once again vowed to release all the hostages.
We're actively engaged in intensive efforts to secure their release, and I'm confident that these efforts can succeed. Some of them are taking place right now.
Since 1967,
Netanyahu has spoken to Congress before in 1996, 2011, and 2015, when he criticized President Obama's Iran nuclear deal.
It doesn't block Iran's path to the bomb. It paves Iran's path to the bomb.
But today, he praised President Biden.
And he came to Israel to stand with us during our darkest hour, a visit that will never be forgotten.
As for the protesters, Netanyahu denounced them as anti-Semites doing the bidding of Hamas and disparaged them with a term usually reserved for pro-Soviet stooges.
You have officially become Iran's useful idiots.
Since October the 7th, Palestinian health officials say more than 120,000 Palestinians have been killed or wounded. Today, Netanyahu blamed their deaths on Hamas.
For Israel, every civilian death is a tragedy. For Hamas, it's a strategy. They actually want Palestinian civilians to die so that Israel will be smeared in the international media and be pressured to end the war before it's won.
Nearly 6,000 miles away, the war continues in Khan Yunis, now a shell of itself. Gazans who were told it would be safe to come back here now must escape again, forced to drag their loved ones, too frail to walk, desperate for a safety that's nowhere to be found.
We demand the countries of the world and the leaders of the world to look at us. We are being targeted while we're being displaced.
On Monday, Israel issued evacuation orders to 400,000 Gazans in parts of Khan Yunis and the previously designated safe zone on Mawasi. Their neighborhoods are flooded with sewage. This week, the World Health Organization warned of the spread of the polio virus. The UN says nearly one-third of those killed have been children. But somehow, baby Malik Yassin came to life, born after his mother died in an airstrike on their family home.